And 2021 is shaping up to be a pretty interesting year in state politics here in Wisconsin. Leaders have to craft a new state budget, which, in addition to fiscal matters, typically contains a good deal of non-fiscal policy. Plus, they need to draw new legislative maps. And of course, there's COVID-19. All of this is happening with another 2 years of divided government. And with Governor Tony Evers halfway through his first term in office, expect the state Republicans' push to unseat him in 2022 to pick up steam. Sean Johnson is Wisconsin Public Radio State Capitol Bureau Chief. Thanks for being with us, Sean.
Hey, Keely.
It's been a pretty wild and unpredictable year. We will get to some of that, but remind us what we thought we were going to be dealing with in 2020.
Oh, man, where do we begin, right? Life as we once knew it, I guess, is what we were expecting. And just thinking back about like the stories that we were talking about in February of 2020, which is, you know, typically a busy year in an even year in Wisconsin state government. There was a proposal by the governor to call a special session to invest a projected budget surplus in schools. And that was countered by a Republican plan to put the money into tax cuts instead. There was this big debate. I remember doing like a dozen stories on it, I think, over extending bar hours during the week of the Democratic National Convention, which we thought we were going to have. And, you know, there was just like state government normalcy in February. And actually, just looking back at WPR.org and doing a search for what we were talking about back then, there were like four stories that mentioned COVID-19 in that month. And by March, there were 348. So that's kind of how life changed quickly for, I guess, all of us in the news world, you know, and in the world at large.
You talked with Governor Tony Evers recently about 2020. Evers says he's optimistic that we'll eventually return to some semblance of normalcy. Let's take a listen.
My crystal ball is a pretty simple one. I hope to get to a Brewers game sometime this summer, even if it's in August in person. And so that gives me an idea that people are still going to have to stay at home, wear a mask, do the social distancing thing, and, you know, and get vaccinated when your time is up.
What more does Evers think that we need to do about COVID at the state level to get us back to that, you know, normal?
Well, I mean, of course, there's the vaccine distribution, which, you know, we're learning about now, and the DHS, the Department of Health Services, is starting to track now and, you know, publish that information along with other COVID-19 statistics. But to some degree, it's going to be continuing to do what we've been doing. And you heard him mention it there, masks, social distancing. And so even though 2021, we hope, is going to be a different year than 2020, and that the vaccine will help us in this fight against COVID, I think you can kind of expect some of the same arguments that we had this year in terms of what degree of government intervention should there be when it comes to requiring stuff like social distancing or masks, and to what degree, you know, should people be allowed to make those calls on their own.
What did Evers have to say about the way his administration has confronted the pandemic?
His basic take is that they did about as well as they could, given the circumstances, and that he was happy for the way that the Wisconsin people kind of met him on dealing with the pandemic. You know, his administration had its second Safer at Home order struck down by the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And after that ruling, Evers did not take nearly as drastic measures as far as state government stepping in to, you know, require business closures along those lines. He did issue repeated mask mandates, and his administration issued a more limited restriction on business capacity. But, you know, that after the Supreme Court stepped in, the court made it kind of clear that his powers were not as broad as he had interpreted them, or his administration had interpreted them to be. So he said that given sort of the restrictions that they were under, he thought that they, you know, they did all right. And he thinks that, you know, he knows that people say the mask mandate doesn't work. He's aware of the criticism, but he thinks that it's made a difference and that you have more people wearing a mask now than you would have if you had not had that mask mandate.
Talking with Sean Johnson, who's Wisconsin Public Radio's State Capitol Bureau Chief, and we're looking back at 2020 and ahead to 2021 after Sean had a conversation with Governor Tony Evers. And Sean, let's shift gears to that two-year state budget. That's going to have to be addressed this year. What do we know about what might be in it so far?
Well, what we know is that it's not going to be as that the fights will be different because the revenue is not going to be where it was a couple years ago. You know, that you're probably not going to have an argument over how to spend repeated, you know, projected budget surpluses, because the more pressing argument will be what to do with less revenue than, you know, the state's hoping for. So just kind of on a broad scale, I think that's what you're going to see with the governor and GOP lawmakers, is how to work together in that atmosphere. They didn't have to do that last time. Republicans passed a budget. The governor said he didn't like it, but he mostly signed it anyway. They won't have kind of that luxury this time around. And we don't know the hard budget numbers yet in terms of what the state is going to be projected to be working with. The nonpartisan Legislative Fiscal Bureau will come out with revenue estimates in January that'll kind of set the table for the whole budget process. But, you know, we do know that agencies are asking for more than they're going to get. And, you know, the governor in our interview, he didn't say how much he wants to spend in schools. Obviously, he's a former state superintendent. He's proposed big increases in school spending before, and so that's one of his priorities. But he did allude to them not getting everything that they're asking for.
It's also a big year because we have to deal with new legislative maps. Republican lawmakers and Governor Evers have different views on how to approach that. Where are they coming from?
They are coming from, polar opposite points of view on this. And when Republicans drew the maps in 2011, they had the benefit of a Republican governor to sign whatever they drew up. And that's what happened. You know, they took power of state government after the 2010 Republican wave, kind of perfect timing for them. And it let them draw maps that helped them hold and grow their majorities in the legislature for the past decade. What you have now is that the governor is proposing he has this People's Map Commission, which is holding hearings and is going to promote its own set of maps. I think those are probably going to be drawn around a different set of goals than what Republicans are looking at. You don't have to have been a long time state government observer to know that those are going to be likely rejected by Republican lawmakers, and that there's a very good chance whatever they send to Governor Evers will be rejected by him. And so you're probably going to end up with a situation where you have competing maps, and it's going to be decided in courts somehow.
Evers will be up for re-election in 2022. Do you know whether he intends to seek a second term? And I mean, if so, what Republicans might be looking to challenge him?
He says he has not decided whether he's going to seek a second term yet. And I think, you know, that may be the case. It's also exactly the kind of thing that a governor who did plan to seek a second term would say. So I think it's fully within the realm of possibility that he would run again for governor. If he didn't, that'd be quite a shakeup for Democrats. But right now, all he'll say is that he hasn't decided yet. As far as his potential opponents, we know that former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish is somebody who's been out there essentially running, but not running for governor already. You know, she's been very active campaigning for Republican lawmakers and speaking out for, you know, on behalf of Republican causes. You got Waukesha County Executive Paul Farrow is one of the candidates who's talked about running. You have former U.S. Senate candidate Kevin Nicholson is another candidate, as well as Eric Hovde, who ran for the U.S. Senate in 2012. So Republicans are kind of laying up there. Evers is going to be considered the Democratic candidate unless he were to bow out, in which case everything would shake up.
Sean, I suspect we'll be talking to you a lot more in 2021. Thank you so much for catching us up on things.
Thanks, Keely.
Sean Johnson is Wisconsin Public Radio State Capitol Bureau Chief. We talked to them about Governor Evers' priorities, including the statewide mask mandates, dealing with COVID-19, the upcoming state budget. And we also talked about potential challengers as we look at running for governor in 2022.